Back in 2002, it was said that director Rob Marshall had repopularized the movie musical. His film Chicago took home both a Best Picture Oscar and $300 million. Marshall's new film, Nine, is also a musical. Yesterday on the program, Robert spoke with its star, Daniel Day-Lewis, and today our critic Bob Mondello has a review.
Imagine you're a famous Italian director who hasn't had a hit in years. Your new film's supposed to start shooting, but you haven't even decided yet what it's about. What do you do? Well, if you're Guido Contini, you sit in a huge empty movie studio and you imagine scenes that could get you started. Exquisitely beautiful scenes involving the women in your life. Your mistress, the prostitute who lived at the beach when you were 10 years old, the star of your last movie. And as you picture them on that soundstage, they materialize. Because, after all, this is what you do. As an opening for a stage musical made up of specialty numbers, this tra-la-la'd overture was a really smart start, a Ziegfeld-like parade of leading ladies. Movies work a little differently, though, and on screen, while it's eye-popping, it's not taking us anywhere. For almost 5 minutes. And as Guido, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, imagines the women more fully, their songs don't take us anywhere either. Wife Marion Cotillard, for instance, singing about what it's like to be married to a man who makes movies.
Some men run banks, some rule the world, some earn their living baking bread. My husband, he goes a little crazy. Making movies instead.
Her husband goes crazy making movies. She's telling us something we already know. And so are the rest of the women in Guido's life. Nicole Kidman as his leading lady.
In a very unusual way, I think I'm in love with you.
And Sophia Loren as Guido's stately mom.
When you're dreaming blissfully.
And Penelope Cruz as Guido's trashy mistress.
Who's not wearing any clothes? I'm not, my darling.
As you can hear, everyone can at least sort of sing, and there's one character who can really belt, pop vocalist Fergie, as a faintly ferocious prostitute who wows the 10-year-old Guido and his buddies at the beach.
So you little Italian devils. Want to know about the law? Saragina will tell you.
This sequence is modeled on a scene from Nine's source material, Federico Fellini's arthouse hit 8½, but it's been interestingly reworked by director Rob Marshall as a kind of lesson in directorial invention. He starts with Guido's memories in black and white, a child thrilled by that busty girl at the beach. Then he jumps back and forth between those memories and the musical number that's coming together in Guido's head. The girl flaunts her cleavage in black and white. The chorus stylizes that move in color. The kids splash in the surf, the chorus kicks up sand on the soundstage, and in the process, you see how a director can make his memories memorable.
Ha! Be a singer! Be a lover!
All of which is sexy, gorgeously staged, and flash-edited to a fare thee well, but as each subsequent number does more or less the same thing, you realize how useful it would be to have an old-fashioned plot to hang all this gorgeousness on. The book scenes in a musical aren't what you go out humming, but they do keep shows from becoming just a collection of music videos. In this case, Marshall has made them knockout music videos, but for all the talent he's put on display, and there's a lot, his Nine ends up less a show than a showcase. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.